What's happening? What is happening? Happy 2022 to you. This is your girl, Coach E, Eunice Jones. Thank you guys for tapping in with me for Life Happens with Coach E. It is a new year, new beginnings. I know it's been a while, a long while. So I just say blessings and abundance to you. I hope that last year was great. I hope you kicked in the door to this new year with new expectations, with progress, with absolutely everything that you're expecting you to do and God to do, because you got to put in the work. Faith without works is dead. And I hope that you are excelling in every area of your life. You guys, if this is your first time tapping in with me, hey, welcome. It's been a very, very long time, but God loves us sometimes enough to be late. So it is what it is. I speak blessings and abundance again to you, beloved. If you have not, go ahead and subscribe to Life Happens with Coach E. I'm on every, obviously, social listening forum. Coach E on Facebook, Eunice Jones on Facebook, Uni Jones on Snapchat, Arthur_Eunice on Instagram. My website, www.propelpurpose.org. I am an author. I am a speaker. I am a life coach. I am a mommy and a grandma. So let's tap on into this new year. This is February. Monday will be Valentine's Day. So all you lovebirds and all that junk, I hope that you guys are planning and enjoying yourself. And this may be actually the weekend to do it. I'm not sure how it goes. I think it's been over 10 years since I had a Valentine besides my children. So you give me some feedback and let me know how this show goes as far as the lovebirds. I wanted to tap in today and talk about the inner child. I have coached several people, lots of people. I have the honor and the privilege to help them heal through life's happenings. And every single one of them, including myself, have tapped into some trauma from being a child. Now, what does that trauma look like? That trauma can look like so many different things. That trauma can go from being physically abused, emotionally, mentally, spiritually abused. If you weren't abused in that capacity, trauma can look like emotional neglect, mental neglect, being neglected in some shape, form, or fashion. If you had parents that were perfectionist and did not accept anything less than, that can also be what trauma looks like. Trauma looks different to everybody. And so we grow up and we're these incredible people, per se, and we're making all these accolades and these accomplishments and we're doing incredible things. And yet we have masked the little boy and the little girl. And the reason I say that is because it shows up in how we handle conflict resolutions. It shows up in relationships. It shows up on our jobs. It shows up in how we parent our children. And a lot of times you don't realize that you haven't been taught to confront. You haven't been taught to feel through feelings. You haven't been taught to process pain. You don't even know what that looks like. And so, again, when I begin coaching and dealing with people, these sessions, I find out that there's a little boy and a little girl inside of us that has not been cared for, that has not been nurtured, that has not been fully loved or fully supported. And that is kind of what I want to talk about. That inner child, that little boy and that little girl, when we grow up and we start dealing with self and we start realizing that these behaviors that we are acting out on and living through, it shows that there are some unhealed and some untapped into traumas and pain and just life happenings. If you don't like the word trauma or pain, maybe again, you were not sexually or mentally, you weren't abused in that type of capacity or physically abused or emotionally abused. However, there was some neglect. Maybe your parents worked and they weren't able to support you or show up for you in certain types of situations. Or maybe you were the middle child or the youngest child or the oldest child and got pushed off the porch. It looks different for everybody, so you'd have to ask yourself those questions. The reason I say that we should get in touch with that inner child is that person, that little boy, that little girl is still with you. and they are still very much longing for the areas they were neglected in. That's why we go after certain people and certain types. When people talk about your type, when it comes to romantic relationships, that's why we cling to or affiliate or associate with certain people and friendships. That's what that looks like. That's why we go for certain hobbies or we have certain addictions, whether it be alcohol, sex, drugs, whatever the obsession is. That's why we go after these things, is because there's a situation where we were not fulfilled in our childhood. And as a result, these adult people that we mask, this little boy and this little girl, they show up in this capacity. A lot of people don't like to talk about this. A lot of people don't know how to talk about it because a lot of times they don't have a sacred or safe space where they can just let down the big titles, let down the responsibilities of being an adult when we're adulting or parenting or being a husband or a wife or a companion or whatever your responsibilities and your life accountabilities look like. So it's a very hard topic to address most of the times because it's just, there's no sacred place. There's no safe space. And what I want to normalize this year is creating safe and sacred spaces so that people can let down their guard, they can take off the mask, and they can just be who they are. I think that we need to present at some point in our lives, the little boy and the little girl, we need to sit with that because we're always growing and you're five and then you have to learn how to be six and then you're six and you're learning to be seven and then preteen comes along and then you're in the middle and then you're too young to be old and too old to be young and then you hit adolescence, your teenage years and your adolescence and your body is changing and life is changing and so many things are changing. But who's ever taken the time during those transitions of life to tell you to sit down and sit with feelings and sit with those transitions, because sometimes they happen so fast. Now, if you're like me and all those things happen with childhood trauma and abuse and neglect, and then you had a child in your senior year graduating high school, and then you got married like me right out of high school and had children and became a wife and went to ministry, all these different things that I did, then no, you don't. I don't think that most people in my situation and others that are similar have had the opportunity to sit down in a safe and sacred space and talk about and deal with and feel through and heal childhood traumas. So what does that look like? Then you grow up and you're filling all these roles and you're putting all these masks on and you have all these responsibilities and you're changing and you're a wife and you're a mom. And again, you're all these things, or a dad for that matter, and a husband. And here you are facing yourself. Life is happening. You're young. I was young, trying to figure out how to parent and trying to figure out how to love and do all these things, all wrapped up in the fact that I had never ever dealt with those childhood traumas. So fast forward to this point, I am 43 years old, and I want to say at about 40, I had always talked about the healing journey. I have been in ministry over 20 plus years. I started life coaching, officially life coaching, not realizing I had done it before, but officially life coaching in 2014, and am still doing it. And so when you life coach, all these layers come off of you and all these layers are exposed, because you have to, obviously you can't talk about something and help somebody through something you haven't helped yourself through. And so you reach this crossroads and this turning point in your life where you come full circle and you're looking at yourself and you're reflecting, and mistakes have been made and progress has been made, and you're trying to figure out who you are and where you are, because life has just happened so much. And this is the point that I want to address, to talk about those traumas, talk about childhood, talk about the inner child. And the inner child is not necessarily, I know people get hyped when I'm in, they get nervous when I say trauma and abuse and neglect, but you can show up as the inner child as the playful, loving, sweet, carefree, charismatic person that you were then too. Looking at your inner childhood is being able to be free and not hold your breath, being able to make decisions not out of fear, But even when those decisions don't fit you, you can make these decisions in freedom, in vulnerability, in life, and without contempt and judgment or conviction. You can just live out life. I say that because I didn't know how to live out life until about being 40. So this is the beginning of a series, the inner childhood that I want to start. I want to get your feedback. I'm going to have men come on my male co-host, and I put with an S because I'm going to have several of them come, and I want to talk to them because you guys always get my side, you get one-sided, but I want to refresh this year, and I want to rekindle relationship, masculine and feminine energy, king and queen things, and I want to be able to talk about relationship. Those that know me and have followed me, I stay very, very clear of relationship for many years. And the reason I did is because there was so much lack in the relationships that I had experienced. I had to heal that version. And so I didn't want to touch it because I was healing through it so many times. And so I'm going to touch that, but I'm not going to travel those roads. It's not going to be uncharted. It's not going to be charted alone. I'm going to invite my brothers, kings, friends, confidants, onto the show and onto the segment so that they can get an idea and some feedback and we can dialogue together, because it takes both of us, man and woman, to heal our village, to heal between each other so that we can break that generational cycle of that inner childhood, those traumas, neglect, not being nurtured and supported, and we can build a safe and sacred space in our communities and in our homes so that our children don't have to wait until they're 35 and 40 to have this come to Jesus or Yah or Buddha or the universe revelation or the divine revelation of I wasn't cared for. The inner child is needing something because they've been lacking for all these years. Tap in with me. Let me know what you think, your thoughts, or however. Like I said, this is the beginning of a series. I will have a male guest on our next show. So I'm looking forward to it. Give me your feedback. Hit that button there so that you could subscribe, listen, share with your friends. And again, if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please go back and listen to other podcasts. Yes, it has been over a year because I dedicated some time away so that my mother could publish her book. And it is published. So I'm excited for that. It's Sandy Jones, Fathom This, If You Can, is the name of the book. And it is available, I think, on Amazon. She does not have a website, but I'm excited. So I put the break and the pause on. So you guys know 2022 for Coach E is all gas, no brakes. We're going all the way. And I'll have books and conferences, and we will be doing podcasts. So my guys, fellas, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? I hope y'all all right. I'll be reaching out to you. I think I have a list already of guys that are going to come in and give us their feedback. Some will be spiritual. Some will not. Some will just give their own experiences. Some will make you laugh. Some will make you cry. But we are here in this platform again, as you guys always know, has been created to help you heal. And that's what we're going to do. But we're going to heal our village in a great way. Love, light, grace, and peace. I'll holla.